Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today we are going to do a study on the women in Proverbs. Now, in the book of Proverbs, there are 13 different women. And of these, 9 are what we would call bad women, and 4 are what we would call good women. And that tells you something. As a general rule, there are twice as many bad women as there are good women, if you consider the numbers in Proverbs. Now, we're going to discuss these in chronological order. We're not going to divide up and deal with all the bad characteristics and then deal with all the good characteristics. We'll just take them as they come through the book of Proverbs. And in this lesson, what you should do is you should see if you can find yourself, or if you're a young man and you're not married yet, you ought to consider these things and take a lot of wisdom from what you're seeing. Or if you're one of these and you say that's not a very good characteristic according to the Bible, then you ought to open yourself to the leadership of the Spirit of God and the work of the Word of God to make changes in your life so that you become one of those that has good characteristics rather than one of those that has the bad characteristics. Now, the women in Proverbs are these. First of all, Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 16, Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 16. And the first one we find is the strange woman, the strange woman. Now, the context of this is verse 11. Proverbs 2:11 says, "Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee." Then jump down to verse 16, "to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger, which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death and her paths unto the dead." All right, this strange woman is mentioned 8 times in the book of Proverbs. 8 times in the book of Proverbs. Now, that she's mentioned more than any other, okay? She's mentioned in Proverbs 5:3. 5:20, 6:24, 7:5, Proverbs 20:16, 23:27, and Proverbs chapter 27, verse 13. Well, what is she? Well, for one thing, she's a flatterer. And for that reason, men are to stay away from her because her lips drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. She will talk you into trouble. As a matter of fact, according to these passages that I mentioned to you, a man can be ravished by her. What does that mean? It means to be carried away. In other words, he could be married, and his secretary, for instance, could be a strange woman, and she could very seductively, with her flattery and with her lips and with her mouth smoother than oil, convince him to leave his wife. She lies in wait, the Bible says, as for a prey. So she's like a lion stalking her prey. And she's not true to her word. In other words, when she can convince you with her mouth to follow her, to fall in love with her, then she can also dump you like a bad habit and do the same thing to another man. She's a strange woman. Now, her characteristics are very much like the Mystery Babylon in Revelation chapter 17. And so she has a strong connection in type to the Antichrist, according to what you see with the woman in Revelation 17. So that's, I think, one of the reasons that she's mentioned as many times as she is in the book of Proverbs. But as you can see in Proverbs 2, in verse 17, she forsakes the guide of her youth, for she gets the covenant of her God. She's a godless woman, and she's not following her parents, rearing. It's not a good situation at all. All right, the second, the women in Proverbs are the strange woman. The second one is the evil woman. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 24. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of the strange woman. So the strange woman is mentioned again here, but we also see to keep thee from the evil woman. The evil woman. Verse 25 goes on to say, lust not after her beauty. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. So what's the deal? The men are to keep away from her. But the hard thing about men is this. She's pretty. And her eyes are enticingly attractive. You know, as it concerns women's makeup, there's a lot of attention paid to how the eyes are made up. When Tamar enticed Judah to sleep with her, she covered her face with a veil. All he could see was her eyes. That's all he needed to see. Okay? And so because she has a beauty that men can lust after, because her eyes can take you with her eyelids, the best thing to do is just keep away from her. Because you won't be thinking, as you say, boy, she's pretty and look how attractive she is. You won't be thinking about what's on the inside, some evil that's there, and you won't see it. So he says, you just need to keep away from her. How do you do it? Well, the strongest defense men have against an evil woman are the commands of good parents who lay down the law for their sons. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 to 23. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. That's a fabulous thing. That good parenting, good laws, and then obedience to those good commands and good laws of your parents, that'll keep you. That'll keep you away. The next woman mentioned in Proverbs is actually in the next verse, Proverbs 6, verse 26. This is the whorish woman, For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. You know what her deal is? She'll let you have her body. She's a whorish woman. She will let you have her body, but she will bring you down to a piece of bread. Like a lion, she hunts for the precious life. And the problem with the whorish woman is that if a man who is interested in only, you know, the physical, he'll get to thinking about her and truly, listen, he'll give anything to have her. And once he's had her and she's had enough of him, she'll leave him with nothing. You'll hear men say, well, I married her and I found out she was a whore and we ended up divorced. And she cleaned me out of house and home. That's what you'll hear. A man's brought to a piece of bread. Now, I know we are speaking very matter-of-factly here today. I understand that. We're not dancing around this subject. We're coming right at it. But there are women like this today, and you need to know it. You can't let yourself be fooled. The women in Proverbs are strange. There's the strange woman, the evil woman, the whorish woman. There's the foolish woman. The foolish woman in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 13. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. A foolish woman is clamorous. What does that mean? Loud, confused, noisy. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. Well, she's confused, and she has a loud mouth. All right, well, then you could say she's obnoxious, she's annoying, she's irritating. Any of those would fit the foolish woman. Her problem is she's simple, and she's ignorant, so you cannot carry on an intelligent conversation with her. She doesn't know anything. And the problem with her is, particularly if you get hooked up with her, is she will destroy her home. Proverbs 14:1 says, every wise woman buildeth her house, watch it, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. She will literally destroy her home. The foolish woman. Now let me say this. Let me say this before we continue, because we're getting ready to look at the next one. If you find out while we're going through these women in Proverbs that you are an evil woman or a whorish woman or a foolish woman, may I tell you something? God can change all of that. But you have to admit before him, you know what? That is I, Lord. And that he can work with that to change you into what he wants you to be. He is in the changing business. May I tell you, there are a lot of men who need God to change them. But they're not the subject of our sermon today. All right, the next woman in Proverbs is the gracious woman. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16, the gracious woman. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. A gracious woman retaineth honor. Now this woman is holy. You say, how do you know that? Well, turn with me to, because we're talking about retaining honor, right? Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. And we are in the middle of a context here, but I want to pick it up in verse 5. This is about a woman in subjection to her own husband. 1 Peter chapter 3, look at verse 5. For after this manner in old time, the holy women. All right, she's holy. After this manner in old time, the holy women also who trusted in God. So she is not only a holy woman, but she's a God or a trusting woman. She trusts God. That's how she ended up with you. She was trusting God to lead her to a good man. Now, if you're not a good man and you've got an honorable woman who's trusting God, you better straighten up. Another thing about her is she's obedient. Verse 6, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. So, she doesn't sleep around before, and she doesn't sleep around after she's married. And when she marries a good man, and he will honor her. Look at verse 7. Verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. The gracious woman. So she's holy, she's God-fearing, trusting God, obedient woman, faithful, and she marries a good man who will honor her. So if you're a gracious woman but you haven't married yet, be real careful that you marry a good man who will honor you. Because that's what a gracious woman does. She retains her honor. All right? The next one is a fair woman. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22. And this woman, it's actually in a negative context. To be a fair woman sounds like a good thing, but in this context, Proverbs 11, 22 says, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. So this woman in this proverb is without discretion. She is like a jewel of gold in a swine snout. Well, I'm going to tell you something. A jewel of gold does not belong in a swine snout. And you know what the picture is? She ends up in the wrong place with the wrong guy. She's fair, so she's pretty. She's innocent. But here's the other problem. Since she doesn't have any discretion, she's gullible. And she is gullible enough to believe that infatuation is love and that her boyfriend is really interested in more than her body. And I'll tell you something, he's not. If she had discretion, she'd know it and she'd stay away from him. But because she doesn't have any discretion, she winds up messed up. And I'm going to tell you what, man, that happens more than I care to remember. The women in Proverbs are the strange woman, the evil woman, the whorish woman, the foolish woman, the gracious woman, the fair woman, and then this one, another good one, the virtuous woman, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. The virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. Proverbs 12:4, the virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. In what respect? She treats him like a king. She treats him like a king. Now, you know this because you'll find her well-defined in Proverbs chapter 31. There's more said about her in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, than any other woman in the book of Proverbs. And she treats him like a king, but let me show you something. Her price is far above rubies, Proverbs 31:10. Her husband trusts in her. She'll do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's a hard worker. She stays up late and rises up early. She's smart. She can buy a field, plant a vineyard. She's strong. She's perceptive. She's not afraid to make clothes, to reach out her hand to the poor and needy, to let her husband go do what he needs to do while she's... really what she is a wonderful keeper of the home. Her husband, verse 23 says, is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. See, she's married well. And she treats her husband like a king. That's why he's able to spend that time down there. She's not badgering him all the time to do her honeydews. And let me tell you something. Doing honeydews is not a bad thing. Being badgered to death to do them all the time is a bad thing. That's like a friend of mine used to say, that's a poodle on a leash. Okay? She's got strength. She's got honor. She has wisdom. She opens her mouth with wisdom in verse 26. She's not idle in verse 27. And she's got good kids. Her children arise up, call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Do you see that? Oh, I'm telling you, man. You want to be the most desirable woman that you can be, then be the virtuous woman of Proverbs. Chapter 12, verse 4, and Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. And from there you will see that she wonderfully keeps her home. And in Titus chapter 2, we see that the aged women are to teach the younger women to be keepers at home. Well, if anybody can do it, it's this virtuous woman. The next woman is also good. She is the wise woman, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. The wise woman, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. Every wise woman buildeth her house. She builds her house. And you know, the Bible says in Psalm 127, verse 1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. So she trusts the Lord to work with her to build her home. And in her home, you're going to find a well-read Bible. In her home, you're going to find a well-worn carpet where she's been spending time praying for her family. In her home, you're going to find nourishing food, not just Pop-Tarts to send the kids off to school. She's going to nourish her family. You're going to find clean linens and clothes. You're going to find good manners. You're going to find proper authority and many other things. In other words, she's not going to let video games and TVs and movies raise her children. She's going to raise them. Why? Because she's wise. She knows those kids aren't going to turn out right if they're just raised up with games and movies. Okay? She instructs them. All right. Then we move down to Proverbs chapter 21, and you're going to find this in verse 9. The brawling woman. Oh, boy. You're going to see a little string here of some pretty tough women right now. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 9. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. All right, what's a brawling woman? She's noisy, she's quarrelsome, and she's fighting. She's a fighting woman. Now, there's not a house big enough for a brawling woman and her husband. That's what he says. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Why? There's not a house big enough. Not for a brawling woman and her husband. You know what? He's better off living alone in the attic. Why? Because when he's around, she's going to pick a fight with him. That's what she does. She's a brawling woman. You say, well, that needs to change. Yeah, well, you're not going to beat it out of her. She'll beat you in the fight. Because you're a man, she's a woman, you know it's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you what, if you've got a brawling woman, you cannot buy a big enough house to satisfy you both. Unless it's got a great big attic with a nice corner where you can go and hide. Then in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 19, there's an angry woman. Now, you're going to also see the word contentious, but we'll look at that in another verse as well. Proverbs 21:19, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. In other words, just the guy leaves home and goes hides out in the desert, you see. Wow. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. What's an angry woman? Well, she's got a short fuse and a quick temper. And the problem is she's a powder keg. She's a cauldron of anger. And it blows from time to time. In other words, she's always mad. Now, she may not see it. She can be calmed down, see. But inside, deep down, she's still seething with anger. She's like a volcano. She may calm down for a little while, but she is, you know, absolutely sure to spew again. And when she does, it's usually a big explosion. We said, why is that? Well, because she has little to no control over her spirit. I mean, when she gets riled up, she gets mad. And here's what she's prone to say. She's prone to say things like, you make me angry. I'm going to tell you something. That's not true. You didn't make her angry. She's already angry. That's right. You just happen to light the fuse, poor guy. That's why the Lord says it's better to go dwell out there in the wilderness. Why? You're a long way from that fuse. Now, that fuse is kind of funny because it's got a life of its own. It'll seek you out, waiting for you to spark it. Then it can blow all that on you again. That's an angry woman. Ugh. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 15. A continual dropping in a very raining day and a contentious woman are alike. A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Have you ever heard of Chinese water torture? Yeah, that's where they drip it on your head. Just drip, 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 drip until it absolutely drives you insane. Well, what is a contentious woman? She's always ready to argue. That's right. She's contentious. She's always ready to argue. She doesn't go along with her husband unless it suits her. Then she'll go along. Otherwise, she will contest his decisions, and she will argue with him every step of the way. And I'll tell you something about the contentious woman. Men will do anything to keep from stirring her hornet's nest. That's right. They don't want to get into an argument. So you'll see some guy, you know, you'll see him sometimes. He's just quiet. She's running off at the mouth. He's just quiet. You know what the deal is. He's got his own opinion, sure enough. He is not about to state it because he'll get his head chewed off. And he don't want to go down there. So he just leaves it alone. He ain't happy with it, but he's not going to rile her up and get into another argument still. Then in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 20, we find out about the adulterous woman. Proverbs 30:20. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I've done no wickedness. What's her deal? She's not faithful. She's not faithful. In other words, she'll have a man and she'll have him for a while, or she'll be married and she'll have him for a while. And then you know what? She's not faithful. That relationship will end. She'll go get her another man, or that marriage, you know, is not satisfying, or she'll step out of the marriage. And here's the deal. She sees absolutely nothing wrong with what she's doing at all. Nothing. Her conscience doesn't trouble her in the least. You say, how do you know that? She eats, wipes her mouth, says, I've done no wickedness. And she has all the excuses in the world. You know what the problem is? She has absolutely no control over her lust. She can't be satisfied by one man. She's an adulterous woman. She has to have many men or several men. I've actually heard of men who are married, and their wives were adulterous women, and they said, listen, you know what? I love you. I love our children. I love our home. I really do. But I cannot be satisfied by one man alone. And she just goes out and tramps from time to time. You say, how in the world? I know. You read it in the Bible. That's how you know. And then finally, we have the God-fearing woman. Back again in Proverbs chapter 31, under the description of the virtuous woman, he mentions this specific characteristic. Favor is deceitful, Proverbs 31:30. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. A God-fearing woman. Whew. She's the best. She's best. Why? Because she's virtuous and God-fearing. And you can't get any better than that. If you're a woman, you know, this is what your goal is. You come to the Lord and say, I want to be virtuous and I want to be God-fearing. And I'll tell you something. She's hard to find. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 27 and 28, Solomon said, you know, I found, saith the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account which yet my soul seeketh. But I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. She's very rare. Among a thousand, he didn't find one. Why is she so hard to find? Why is she so rare? Why is she so priceless? Because of her fear of God. Because of her fear of God, she will not be like these other women that are bad. And even with her faults, she will be a crown to her husband. Now, how do you conclude a message like this? Well, if you're a bad woman, beg God to change you and go along with everything he shows you to do from the Bible. Rahab certainly changed, and she wasn't a good woman. She was a harlot. But do you know that she married into the line of Christ? Obviously, she changed. Obviously, there was something wrong with Mary Magdalene. She was possessed with seven devils. She changed and was right there with the Lord at his crucifixion and right there with the Lord at his resurrection. So God can change anything. You're not stuck, even if you got off to a bad start. If you're a man and you aren't married, look for a God-fearing woman if you can find one. According to verse 30, you'd better concern yourself with her fear of God before you consider her beauty. And remember that you better be a man worthy of that kind of woman. And listen, if you're that kind of woman, you ought to hold out for a man who honors and fears God. If you're married and you have a God-fearing wife, thank God every day for his wonderful gift and favor to you. If you're married and you don't have a God-fearing wife, pray, brother. You can't change her, but maybe God will. And may God bless you. Be God-fearing. Don't be hasty. Wait until you are the woman God wants you to be, or you find the woman God wants you to have. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.